Timeless Princess is the name of a musical that is premiering tomorrow night at Mamiya Theater on the campus of St. Louis School in Kalaipohaku. Danny Miyasato is the man behind the musical that has a rich, deep sound, thanks to the multi-talented hui that is standing behind this artistic effort that weaves our island history of our ali'i with the story of modern-day Hawaii.
I guess I came up with writing a song called This Dance. And when I wrote this song, I was thinking that I was going to do this in Hawaiian. I've been writing songs all my life. But I came out with an album in 2003 and decided to make it part of that album. So it was an alternative album. So this song, I imagined Princess Kailani dancing through the halls of Iolani Palace, dancing with Tabu, right? It was an American soldier. And somehow I thought, gee, if I could just, this conflict, if I could just put it in a play. And then in 2003, I think somewhere about that time, somebody handed me a book called The Betrayal of Liliuokalani. And I found out from that book how, you know, compassionate the queen was, how talented and very, very intelligent, and how extraordinary time that was. So I just started getting these vignettes in my head, started writing it down. In 2017, I had a story, I had a short story. So I got a writer together and composed already six songs. And I decided to finish the play. And when that happened, I got an arranger from that did Broadway movies. And actually, he lived there when he was between 5 to 14 years old. His name is Woody Pak. And MIT grad, Juilliard masters, and he still composes today. So his mom still lives here. So he said, yeah, you know, he'd love to do it. So all of these people started gravitating to this play. And finally got finished. I wrote 8 other songs in 6 months. It just came to me. It was like it was supposed to happen. And then finally, the missing puzzle was getting a director, because it's a first-time play. I mean, how do you put it all together? You know, I can write the words, I can create the notes, but somebody has to bring it to life, right? So I found Michael Ng, an up-and-coming director, amazing director. And he decided to take the challenge. He's crazy because
is he a kaimuki?
He's a kaimuki. He's at the high school. Yeah, he's a high school teacher, a kaimuki.
And so tell us now. You're going to mount this production at Mamiya Theater, and you brought this CD.
Yeah. So we decided to come up with a concept album beforehand, so people can get familiarized with the songs. And so Amy Hanaili'i is singing the Queen's Anthem. There's several epic songs in there. This Dance is in there, the original song. And then Pomai Lyman does the Ku'oloha, which is This Dance in Hawaiian, and also in a 3/4 beat instead of a 4/4.
Well, let's just take a listen to what you've okay. got on the table.
I'm just a single parent living in 2011, working for a decent wage, but not enough to buy this range of crazy real estate. I'd like to own one of those, but then I would get foreclosed. I can hardly pay my rent.
I love that we're starting to hear more about Hawaii stories in these different art forms. You've got these artists that are pushing the envelope. I just love what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, you know, we try to mix, you know, you can tell there's a little hip-hop beat in there. So we try to make it a little bit more contemporary. And that particular song, you know, it talks about, it's 2011 where the Kaka'ako development was happening. So you got some protesters, right? And Blaine Kia is doing the chant and that. You know, Blaine has 14 halaus around the world. And he was, again, he gravitated to the play. Lucky, you know, that we did so. It's how everybody is gravitating to play and accepting the play, that there is an expression there, you know, because it is a fictional play based on a very true time. We're taking 2011 with a soldier seeing Kaʻiulani's picture at Iolani Palace. It doesn't understand why he's so mesmerized about her portrait. And then he meets a trickster character that sends him back into time to meet her in exchange to find this pendant that was lost. And then he finds out in the middle of Act One that the reason why he was so mesmerized is because he was there when she took the portrait, the photograph. So it's kind of like that kind of story.
And you had mentioned Amy Hanaili'i recording the song.
Yes.
We have a little snippet of that, too. Let's play that.
As I face my solitude with pride, the imprisoned shadow by my side, I deny the moral deed that they imposed on me, taking away the power from my people's word of sorrow. As I ponder my deepest thoughts, should I've resisted? Oh, I think not. No bloodshed sacrificed in my kingdom's paradise, and soon my voice of peace resonate throughout the world for all to...
I mean, you've got quite a lineup here. You've got some powerhouse musicians.
Yeah. Woody did the arrangements, so he's mainly the guy on the MIDI, but we incorporated real strings, a big orchestra, and that's what we wanted, you know, this epic sound for a musical. For the lineup, it's Sienna Pelakai, has been on, America's Got Talent, and she's been in many plays, especially Jeremiah Ulufanua, who's the leading guy. He's a young, up-and-coming guy, this incredible actor. Both of these guys are just doing an incredible job as far as how they progressed in the musical itself. And to watch, you know, each word that I wrote and the melodies that I wrote, and kind of like just becoming reality. I mean, it's just emotional. You know,
yeah,
you think about it.
Very gratifying, huh?
Yes, very much.
And then you've got other top-notch musicians, Kathy Foy, Jade Stice. I mean, just a really a powerhouse lineup.
Yeah.
Those are tremendous singers.
Yeah. I mean, they're straight from Broadway, you know. it's incredible how... I'm so fortunate that these people came in. And we have a retired costume hair designer from Broadway, too. His name is James Corey. The original dresses that he's made for this play, it's going to knock your socks off. It's just crazy, yeah. But the only way you can find out is you got to come to the play.
Again, Miyasato encourages you to check out the music ahead of time before you see the production. A Timeless Princess opens tomorrow at the Mamiya Theater, runs for 2 weekends, July 11th to the 14th and July 18th to the 21st. If you happen to be in Honolulu, check it out. For links to the music, go to our website at hawaiipublicradio.org.